The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, May 14, 2017, is from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, in the New International Version. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again upon your holy temple.' The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, 'Salvation comes from the Lord.' And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, New International Version, May 14, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Jonah 2, 1. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. In dire emergencies, especially when people have time to pray, they will pray without ceasing as long as possible. Jonah lived in the fish long enough to pray lengthy and repetitive prayers, and also examine his relationship with God. He knew he was responsible for his situation, and he was alive only because of God's grace and mercy. God still had plans for him. Perhaps he hoped that the fact he was alive meant God would forgive him. In this chapter, we have only brief quotes from his praying. Jonah 2, 2. He said, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead I called for help, and you listened to my cry." Jonah could only dictate or write a few of the high points of his praying to God. Only God could continue to save him, and God answered Jonah's prayer by saving him from drowning and giving him a second opportunity to obey him. Jesus descended into the realm of the dead and preached to the spirits in prison. Jonah descended into the depths of the sea and would have died if God had not answered his prayer. Both Jesus and Jonah rose again, and both saved people as the result of their continued ministry. Jonah 2, 3. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. Jonah described the situation of a drowning man before and after the Lord sent a fish to save him. Inside the fish, the Lord gave Jonah time for prayer, reflection, self-examination, and repentance. One can imagine Jonah gasping for breath as the waves swept over him. At the same time, he would be praying, "O Lord, save me," and praying that repeatedly. Jonah 2:4. I said, "I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple." After he was swallowed and saved from immediate death, Jonah considered his guilt and punishment. Having resigned his calling and fled from God in willful disobedience, and now near death inside a fish, Jonah felt banished from the presence of the Lord. God could have sent an angel to carry Jonah to a mountaintop experience with him. But Jonah needed to experience the redeeming discipline of the Lord for the time God knew he needed. Only then would Jonah return to faithful obedience to God. His experience would be valuable to him when he went to Nineveh and preached about the necessity of repentance and obedience. Having felt banished from God's sight, Jonah resolved to mentally and spiritually turn his thoughts and prayers toward the holy temple in Jerusalem, where God had dwelt since the time of King Solomon. Jonah 2:5. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. We can understand the magnitude of the miracle that God performed to save Jonah, perhaps only second to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Living inside the fish was not a relaxing vacation by the seashore that perhaps Jonah had anticipated when he began his trip to Tarshish. The waters threatened to drown him. The fish dived so deep that he felt he would never rise to the surface and see daylight again. If the waters did not drown him, the seaweed threatened to suffocate him. Every second, he knew his only hope of salvation was the Lord God Almighty, Creator of land and sea. Jonah 2:6. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath me barred me in forever. But you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from the pit. The pit, Sheol, Hades, hell, is the abode of the dead that bars with bars so the prisoners, departed spirits, cannot escape. Jonah declared that he sank down so far into the sea that he was close to dying and entering this prison from which he knew he could not escape. By this time, he probably realized that his rebellion against God deserved God's just judgment and eternal condemnation. As he prayed to the Lord, he only escaped the pit because the Lord brought up his life from the pit. After Jesus died on the cross and was buried, he preached to the departed spirits in this same prison. Quote, "For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and preached proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, while the ark was being built. It is only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water." 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 through 20. Jonah 2:7. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Even as he felt he was near death, Jonah kept praying to the Lord as the one who could save him. His spirit of rebellion against God had been replaced with a spirit of submission. He learned that no one could disobey God and continue running down a path of disobedience without serious eternal consequences. From floating in the darkness, perhaps being slowly digested with all the other food in the belly of the fish, his skin would show the effects of 3 days in the fish and be a public demonstration of God's punishment for his rebellion. Because he did not know what direction he faced as the fish swam and dived, probably making him seasick, Jonah continued to look spiritually toward the holy temple in Jerusalem and prayed to the Lord, not toward the idol-filled temple in the kingdom of Israel. Jonah 2:8. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. As his life passed before him, Jonah remembered his fellow idolatrous Israelites, whose kingdom would be destroyed in 722 BC by the Assyrians because of their idolatry, and the Assyrian Ninevites, to whom God had sent him to preach a message of judgment because of their idolatry, and the pagan sailors on the ship who prayed helplessly to their idols that had no power to save them. All these people had turned to and trusted in worthless idols, and Jonah had run away from the only true God, the God of compassion, forgiveness, mercy, and redeeming power. Together, these various translation differences teach some of the consequences of turning from God and clinging to idols. King James Version equals forsake their own mercy. New American Standard Bible says, forsake their faithfulness. English Standard Version says, forsake their hope of steadfast love. New Revised Standard Version says, forsake their true loyalty. New International Version says, turn away from God's love for them. Jonah 2:9. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. Jonah concluded his prayer with a proclamation of praise because God had assured him of salvation. Jonah proclaimed his faith in God, that God would save him, and he would live to make sacrifices to God once again. Just as the sailors who turned to the Lord made vows, so did Jonah. He probably vowed to obey God in the future and do whatever God commanded. He would tell everyone he saw, and he would preach in Nineveh the truth that he now knew personally with absolute certainty. Salvation comes from the Lord. Jonah 2:10. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. After Jonah had prayed for 3 days and 3 nights in the fish, God determined that Jonah was truly ready to set foot on dry land again as his obedient servant. The word vomited may have been used to show how disgusted the fish must have felt to have such a disgusting, rebellious person as Jonah within it. Jesus used Jonah's experience in the fish as a prophecy or sign that he would fulfill after he was buried and 3 days later rose from the dead. Even as Jonah led thousands to repent in Nineveh with the salvation of many Gentiles, so Jesus' preaching after his death and resurrection resulted in his disciples becoming apostles. In turn, they and their followers preached the gospel throughout the world, with untold millions of people eventually being saved, even some as wicked as the Ninevites. See Matthew chapter 12, verse 39 through 41. Jesus answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a large, huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here." Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. If you had been Jonah, when would you have started praying to the Lord? And when would you have stopped praying about your experiences inside the fish? 2. If you had been Jonah, what vows to the Lord would you have made? 3. How might Jonah's 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish have expanded his knowledge of the true God? 4. Remembering what you have learned about Jonah's experiences so far, when did Jonah have opportunities to repent for running away from doing God's will? When do you think he should have repented? 5. In what verses did Jonah say he prayed toward the Lord's temple? From those verses, what might have prompted Jonah to pray toward the Lord's holy temple? Why do you think he mentioned these prayers with the added fact that he had prayed toward the Lord's holy temple? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Power of God's Redeeming Discipline, May 14, 2017. Jonah, chapter 2, verse 9. "But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord." When Jonah was in the belly of the great fish, he felt banished from God's sight. But God was in the process of saving Jonah by leading him to change his life, return to faith, and begin serving him once again as he commanded. In the fish, Jonah felt so low that he compared his experience to being at the very bars of the pit, Sheol, Hades, or hell. But Jonah prayed to the Lord, and the Lord saved him. God raised Jonah from near death and the eternal destruction that Jonah knew he deserved for having rebelled against God. Therefore, Jonah could not help but respond with shouts of grateful praise to God. No one should be surprised that Jonah promised to make sacrifices and fulfill his vows to God. He began by sacrificing his comfort, prophetic prestige, and reputation in Israel by traveling immediately to Nineveh to preach the word of God to those known to God, Israel and Jonah, for their wickedness. He went to Nineveh to preach God's judgment upon the city for their evil behavior. But as he told them his experience, he could not help but add the truth: salvation comes from the Lord. God can work everything out for good, and Jonah's near-death experience in the great fish prepared him to preach convincingly to the Ninevites. Using Jonah's success, Jesus warned, "The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here." Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.